Series website for the latest news on the best shows in the Flint Hills.
We're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm joined here by Melissa Kirkwood with Manhattan Parks and Rec, and we've got some special guests in here as well, and I'm going to let Melissa introduce them for me.
You bet. Thanks so much. We do have a special guest this morning. I wanted to introduce our new animal shelter director, Deb Watkins, and we are so thankful and lucky to have Deb. She's, I think this is week two, right?
Yes.
Week two for Deb. She formerly the Helping Hands Humane Society in Topeka, so lots of experience. I'll let her talk a little bit about her experience, but she also brought a friend with her today. So yeah. We have Josie with us in studio, and I think she really likes K-Man out here, and she could spend the whole day out here. But she is up for adoption. I'll let Deb talk a little bit about that and our special adoption event we have coming up.
All right, Deb, take it away.
So I have Josie with me today. She's 3 years old, and she came to us surrendered by her owners. She's a very sweet pit bull cross, and she likes other dogs and would love to be with the family. She constantly smiles, and we love to have her in the office at the shelter. She has a toy that she carries around all the time, and she will make a lovely pet for somebody.
And judging by what I see her, she's very playful, very into some things here in the studio.
She is. She's very calm. She sits, she stays, she downs, and she just constantly smiles, and she's made lots of friends here today.
Yes, she has.
All right, and this kind of leads into an event you have coming up this weekend here, Home for the Holidays.
We are really excited to have an adoption event at the shelter here in Manhattan. The adoption times are 1 to 5:30, and it'll be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And so what we've done is we have some gracious donors that have applied money towards the adoption fees of the animals. So all the adoption fees are reduced because of the gracious donors here in Manhattan. And so we have about 16 dogs and about 51 cats available for adoption.
Wow, fantastic. So this is going, you said Thursday through Sunday?
Yes, correct.
And for those that don't know, someone like me, I'm new to the community here. Where can we find the animal shelter located?
Yeah, it's on Levy Drive, 605 Levy Drive. And again, that's from 1:30 to 5:30.
Okay, and plenty of animals up for adoption there. Dogs, cats?
We have dogs, cats. We also have a really nice ferret, a beautiful black and white rabbit, and two budgies, and a hamster.
Great. Well, what's talk a little bit about yourself here. What's it like being in the Manhattan area?
I'm loving being back. I used to live here, and I worked at Kansas State University Veterinary College teaching the vet students in the junior surgery lab, and so it's really nice for me to be back and, again, continuing my career with animal welfare and helping to save lives.
Great. Well, I know we're glad to have you here. It's a pretty easy process, adopting animals.
Absolutely. We ask that you come in and meet the animal, and we give you some time and your family to talk about it and to spend some time with them. If you need help with a behavioral test, if you have another dog at home and you want to do a meet and greet, we'd be glad to help with that. And anything, we also educate people on what animal is right for them in their home. And so, you know, we will help them figure out if they need a 10-pound dog or a 50-pound dog.
Great. And, I know some animal shelters do this. Curious, you ever let people foster animals?
Yeah, we're hoping to have that program set up in the future.
Okay, super. Well, that's fantastic. Josie's a good dog here. Seems like she's well-to-do.
Yeah, we can't wait to get her in a home for the holidays. She just needs a couch.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Melissa, what else do we have
here? Oh, we have lots going on all the time, but the holiday adoption event is just one part of the holidays for us here at Parks and Rec. We've got lots of viewing opportunities for holiday lights. If you haven't been down to Blue Earth Plaza, that's a sight to see. The Kansas's largest Christmas tree. You can go, it makes for great family outings. This past weekend, they had horse and carriage rides. Then at Triangle Park, we also have the mayor's holiday lighted tree, and those lights will be up now through the holidays. So we've got lots of viewing opportunities, but we also have lots of activities too. So our ice rink has been open just about a month now. So that's open every day, 3 to 7. And then days that USD 383 is not in session, it will be open 1 to 7. And admission rates are just $3 for admission, $3 for skates. We've got skating lessons available. Our first session for skating lessons starts right after the new year on January 5th. So if you haven't ever skated before and you want to get some lessons, we have that as an opportunity. And if you haven't booked your holiday party yet, we also take reservations for parties. And it's very, very reasonable to rent out the rink for your groups, for your office, for church groups. We see a lot of activity in there for that kind of opportunity. We also have adult and youth sports still going on and have some opportunities for some enrollment in those classes. We got a lot of basketball going on right now, a lot of basketball enrollment going on. And so just lots of activity going on. Even though it's super cold out, we make the best of it.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it's so cool to live in a community where they have an ice skating rink. I don't ice skate particularly. I don't skate very well. But just to have that opportunity here, I know for a lot of people that's a great thing. And the lessons, I mean, how often are those taught?
Those are taught typically on Saturday mornings, but we have some other evening opportunities too. And our instructors have had a lot of experience. We have some of our instructors who have played hockey before, and we used to offer a little hockey league. We took a little rest from that this season, but we will probably bring that back. Another one of our instructors is a professional ice skater and does competitions in Dallas and Kansas City and Minnesota. So we're lucky enough, she's a student here at K-State. So she's on staff with us at the ice rink, and it's really great just to watch her skate too. So but it's a great family activity to go to the ice rink. Even if you're not the best skater in the world, you can get everybody laced up, and we do sell hot chocolate there. So nice. But it's a great afternoon and community activity for everyone, and it is open 7 days a week.
All right. I had a chance to get down to Triangle Park this on Friday to see the tree lighting. And what a fantastic event that was here. But you mentioned that'll be on display here the rest of the Christmas season.
It will be on display the rest of the Christmas season. And I can't go without thanking everybody who participated in the downtown Mayor's Holiday Lighted Parade. It was a great, great event. And something that has been a tradition in this community for quite a while. And I love how the closer the holidays get, more activity starts to come about, and lights and different things. And that's kind of what Manhattan is about bringing each other together. We've got a lot of other opportunities going on in some of our other partners with Parks and Rec. Sunset Zoo, if you bring a canned food item, you get $1 off your admission this month. And then our Flint Hills Discovery Center just hosted their second Breakfast with Santa this past Saturday, sellout event as usual. Santa's kind of popular. But we also have coming up a New Year's Eve celebration on New Year's Eve for the family. It is there at the Discovery Center, and admission tickets for that are on sale now through the Discovery Center. You can go in person, phone, or buy your tickets online. And then they host a New Year's Eve balloon drop, but it's usually done about 9 o'clock. So kiddos can have fun and activity and get home, and they have already celebrated the new year.
Well, that's great for parents, because then they can get them to bed here and not have to keep them up all night,
right,
for New Year's Eve.
And one of the newest events that we have going on this Friday at Peace Memorial City Auditorium. We will be hosting, in partnership with No Stone Unturned, an event called Holiday Extravaganza. And Holiday Extravaganza is for the entire community. It's a free event, but is really for our special needs community to have a sensitive Santa visit with them. And, you know, as you may know, visiting Santa is somewhat of an experience in and of itself. But for children with special needs, that becomes even more heightened. And so we have partnered up with No Stone Unturned to share that experience with families. And Santa will be visiting with children who might not like all of that commotion. He'll visit with them one-on-one in a controlled environment. And there'll be arts and crafts activities and cookies and hot chocolate and lots of activity going on in Peace Memorial Auditorium, but not so much that it's not unwelcoming to the families.
We talk a lot about gift giving here, you know, giving back here with the admission mm-hmm. taken off for Sunset Zoo. What about giving back here to the animal shelter? I imagine that's probably something you guys take donations, right?
We do. It's really nice when people will give us a donation so we can apply it to a pet's adoption fee. And also use it for the extra things like the toys and the bedding. And we are in need of bedding right now, any type of linens or dog beds or cat beds.
Okay. So put that on your to-do list. If you're doing your shopping, your holiday shopping, think of the animal shelter this weekend or this week, anytime you're out and about. Let's take a quick time out. We'll continue on with more here from Melissa Kirkwood and Deb Watkins on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.